Karen-based House President Donald Trump, Say Nothing on John Lewis. By Joel B. Polak on July 19, 2020. Representative Karen Bass, DCA, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, told President Donald Trump on Saturday that he should say nothing on the passing of civil rights icon Representative John Lewis, DGA, apparently for partisan political reasons. President Trump tweeted Saturday that he and First Lady Melania Trump were saddened to hear of Lewis's passing, and he ordered flags nationwide to be flown at half-mast in mourning. But Bass rejected the president's gesture, and told MSNBC that she was outraged that flags were only being flown at half-mast for a day. Lewis, as head of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, led nonviolent civil rights marches in the 1960s, and was injured several times, including at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, in 1965. As a member of Congress, Lewis emerged as one of the most partisan members of the House of Representatives. He falsely accused the Tea Party of shouting the N-word during a protest against Obamacare in March 2020. He also frequently referred to Republican presidential candidates as racist. Once, he falsely accused Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, of not participating in the civil rights movement. Sanders was, in fact, arrested during a civil rights protest in Chicago. Lewis also falsely accused President Trump of supporting white supremacists, saying that he cried when Trump said there were good people on both sides of protests in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump actually condemned the white supremacists totally. Despite their past political disputes, however, Trump mourned Lewis without further comment. Bass is frequently mentioned as a top contender to be former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate in 2020. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.